Boker Tov, good morning, everyone. We are back after a short break, and we'll pick up where we left off in Kitzer Shulchan Aruch Simen Mem, in the laws of Netilas Yadayim, Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, the laws of washing your hands before eating bread, before enjoying a meal. Kitzer writes in Halacha Dalet, Shi'ur Hamayim Kasha Lisha'er Bitzimtzum. The exact proper amount of water needed to use to wash your hands is very difficult to get precisely right. The minimum that poskim write is that you need to use at least a revius of water, which is just a few ounces. But in addition to being complicated to get that exactly right, if you only use a revius of water, it's very difficult to cover your entire hands with water, which is what we'll learn is the requirement shortly. And therefore, it is recommended to use a much fuller cup, not to use just the minimum amount of water, but to fill a nice cup of water for netilas yadayim. But tzrichin lishpoch al kol yad mayim b'shefa, because you should be covering every hand with extra water. The Amar Rav Chista says in the Gemara, Ana Mishai Melochaf Naimaya, I covered my entire hand with water when I washed hands for Netilas Yadayim. V'yai V'ilei Melochaf Naitivusa, and Hashem covered me and gave me lots and lots of goodness. Not that there's necessarily automatically a guarantee that if you wash your hands well, that you will be rewarded with all kinds of extra things in this world. Of course, we're rewarded for all the mitzvahs that we do. But we see from here, Rav Chista teaching the importance of washing our hands with a generous amount of water, not being stingy. V'notlin tchila yad yamin v'achar kach yad sebol, should first wash your right hand and then wash your left hand. V'yavo hamayim al kol yad. Most importantly, the water should cover your entire hand. D'hainu ad hakana shel zroah, all the way until your wrist. All the way from the tips of your fingers down to your wrist, the entire hand should be covered with water. Lo yishar makom b'limayim. No part of your hand should be left untouched with water. Sometimes you wash your hands if you do it quickly, and you look down afterwards, you realize that there are still dry spots in your hand. It doesn't automatically happen on its own. You have to be careful to try and make sure that the water touches the entire hand. V'alkein yafrid k'tzas ha'etzbos. Therefore, you should make sure to separate your fingers a little bit. If your fingers are tightly clenched, then water won't get in between them. Make sure the water can even get in between your fingers. V'yagbiyem k'tzas klapi mala. Point them slightly upwards. Otherwise, you might miss the tips of your fingers. B'kdeshi yagiyu amayim b'chol orecha etzpaos, so that the water touches the entire length of your fingers. Uv'roshan uv'rochban saviv. Lengthwise, widthwise, you want your entire hand covered with water. V'yavo amayim b'shvicha achas. The entire water should come in one pouring. You shouldn't have to keep pouring several times. One pouring over the hand. And therefore, you should try not to wash your hands with something that is a very narrow opening, a very narrow spout. Sometimes, you know, it's like a sports bottle that kind of comes in squirts. That would not be ideal, because in one squirt, there's no way you can cover your hand with water. It takes several squirts. And this should be in one pouring. If that's all you have, there are poskim who are lenient about using it, but ideally it should be something that has a wide enough opening that in one pouring you can cover your entire hand with water. And the proper custom is to wash each hand, not once, but twice, as we do. Generally, before eating bread, wash twice on each hand, twice on the right hand, twice on the left hand. Maker Adin, technically, really you only need once per hand, but proper is we are stringent to do it twice per hand. Continuing one more, halacha, halacha, hey. Excuse me. After washing both hands properly, rub the two hands together. Not everybody is accustomed to do this, but the kids recommends rubbing our two hands together just for a moment. Lift them up by your head. As the pasuk in Tehillim says, lift your hands in sanctity and bless Hashem. So you lift up your hands, v'kodem shemenagvan, and before drying them, very importantly, as the Kitzur will explain in a minute, before drying them while they are still wet, yavarech, should make the bracha, asher kadeshanu b'mitzvosav etzivanu al netilas yadayim. V'yaf agav dechol ha-mitzvos mevarech aleim kodem asiyasa, and the Kitzur writes, even though generally we make the bracha on a mitzvah before performing the mitzvah, the Gemara says that you should not perform it, you should make the bracha first, and then do the mitzvah second. So why are we washing our hands first and then making the bracha? Shouldn't we make the bracha first and then wash our hands? The Kitzur says, Mikol makom b'netilas yadayim, kivan shelifamim ein yadav nekios kodem netila. Nonetheless, when it comes to netilas yadayim, since sometimes before you wash your hands aren't clean, and you're about to wash them and clean them and purify them, So lachin tiknu b'chol netilas yadayim levarich achar netila. Therefore, Chazal said this would be an exception to the rule. We'd rather you say the bracha even if it's after the washing, but when your hands are definitely clean, rather than making the bracha before washing when your hands might potentially be dirty. Ve'od. Furthermore, the gam nigava yadayim humina mitzvah. Drying your hands is also part of the mitzvah. It's not just washing your hands, but it's then drying your hands. That's an essential part of netilas yadayim. And therefore, even if you've washed them, so long as you haven't dried them, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah yet fully, and therefore you are still making the bracha before at least completing the mitzvah. Another reason why it's very important to make the bracha before drying your hands. Those who have the custom, like most of us, to wash our hands twice on each hand, yishpoch tchila al kol yad pam achas, so pour once on the right hand, then once on the left hand, then v'yishav shevim v'yavarich, rub them together, make the bracha, and then pour water a second time on each hand. So the Kitzur recommends you wash your right hand once, wash your left hand once, rub them together, make the bracha, then wash your right hand a second time, then wash your left hand a second time. The Mishnah Berurah says that's not our custom. Our custom that we are used to performing is wash your hand right hand twice, then wash your left hand twice, then make the bracha. We do the washings together and then the bracha afterwards. And one more reminder, v'yizayir l'nagiv yad av yafa. Make sure to dry your hands well after making the bracha. V'lo yinagvim b'chaluko mishum dekasha l'chshechecha. Don't dry them on your own shirt, because the Gemara says, I don't understand exactly what this means or why it means this, but the Gemara says that if you dry your hands on your own shirt, it can cause you to forget your Torah, God forbid. So make sure to find a paper towel, worst case scenario, somebody else's shirt. But don't dry your hands after netilas yadayim on your own shirt, but make sure to dry them well before enjoying your meal. Have a wonderful day.